Welcome everyone to our public hearing. I would call the meeting to order at 8:30 a.m. Acknowledging that this is for the development agreement with Boulangerie La Vendaine, Tuesday, May 26, 2020 at 8:30 a.m. And we are on Facebook, on our Facebook page on MODL. So this is a public hearing at which time municipal council will receive both written and verbal presentations from citizens in attendance concerning proposed amendments to the original development agreement with Boulangerie La Vendaine. At this time, I will call each of the council members for the official record. Deputy Mayor Yustovich?
Here.
Councillor Bell?
Here.
Councillor Noss?
Here.
Councillor Vino?
Here.
Councillor Moore?
Here.
Councillor Knickel?
Sorry. Here.
Councillor Wynot?
Here.
Councillor Ernst?
Yes, here.
Councillor Carver?
Here.
And Councillor Garland?
Here.
And myself, Mayor Bolivar Getson. So the purpose of this public hearing is for council to receive public comments, both written and verbal, concerning the proposed amendments. The amendments involve changes in the terms written in the development agreement, which affect a certain property in Blockhouse. Planning staff will present further details in terms of specific changes that are being proposed. The hearing agenda is as follows: a staff presentation on the proposed amendments, written and verbal presentations from the public, review of next steps in the process, and then declare the public hearing closed. When any verbal presentations are being made to council, I would like to ask all the persons who wish to speak at this public hearing to note the following: state your name and address, direct all statements to the chair, and limit presentations to 10 minutes. All speakers may address council twice, but before they speak for a second time, speakers will be requested to wait until all other citizens have had the opportunity to speak. I would now ask staff to make a brief presentation on the amendments.
Okay, thank you, Your Worship. Good morning, Council. And I'll share the screen momentarily. Just one moment, please. Excellent. Okay. So this presentation is regarding an application received from the owner of Boulangerie La Vendaine, the French bakery in the community of Blockhouse. Staff received an application on February 18th to consider amendments to the existing development agreement. So this is the French bakery located at 500 Highway 325 in the community Blockhouse. And the applicant is the property owner, Mr. Dave Wintervega. So originally, Mr. Wintervega sold his baked goods in other farmers market and restaurant. So the property was primarily used as the manufacturing of those baked goods for the past couple of years. Now, that has changed in the recent year as a lot of the customers express interest in sitting down and ordering food and drink for consumption on the premises. So to accommodate those increasing demands, the existing development agreement requires an amendment so that the current storefront can accommodate a limited service eating place along with other retailing of products, those other than baked goods. So in the original development agreement, it is quite restricting in a way that the landowner is only permitted to do activities related to bakery and the retailing of the baked goods. However, with the proposed amendment, the landowner will be permitted to other things such as selling of fruit and vegetable preservation, which is basically pickles and jams, or selling of coffee and selling of other specialty goods and other gifts and souvenirs. So that's the at the same time as permitting more uses, we're also proposing to permit more building footprint. So at the moment, in the existing agreement, the maximum permitted structure size is 570 square meters. We're proposing to increase that to 800 square meters. And as you can see in the slide, that is the air photo of the proposed site located in the community blockhouse. And as you can see, the green line indicates the existing building, while as the red line indicates the possible expansion. Having said that, this is only possible expansion. The landowner is not limited to the exact dimension of those expansion indicated. What we're deciding is the maximum building footprint that that the landowner will be permitted to expand to. I will make a note saying that the applicant has submitted a building and development permit application last week to build an addition of a 600 square foot walk-in freezer just behind the main building. I'd like to note that the freezer was indicated in the original development agreement signed in 2017, and that the proposal is conforming to the original development agreement as well as the to be amended development agreement. So currently the application is being processed, and the review started May 21st. So the proposed revision, like I said before, is permitting more uses other than bakery, as well as there's a proposal to expand the maximum building footprint. And as well, staff is also proposing to increase the minimum number of required parking upon the expansion just to accommodate a possible increase in the number of patrons. Staff received comments from the Department of Transportation and Infrastructure Renewal, Department of Environment, as well as Blockhouse Fire Department. Overall, all three departments have no objections with the expansion, as there weren't any outstanding concern. Some potential issues were identified, such as possible traffic hazard, and as well as the number of parking issues. Those concerns were actually addressed at the area advisory committee meeting, happened right in Blockhouse Fire Department, and that the applicant was also present at the AEC meeting, and then he heard those concerns, and then he was talking to the concerned citizen that he will do what he can to mitigate any possible issues. I would also like to mention that some of the consideration that under the Blockhouse Land Use Bylaw, commercial activities such as bakery are encouraged to be, I guess, developed. And then the uses itself are permitted in the current zone, which is rural zone in Blockhouse. And then the reason why we're going through this development agreement process is for community awareness, is to let the communities know that such a big development is going on in their neighborhood, and then public has ample amount of time to forward the concern to the council in consideration of this development prior to it going through. So with that, the Blockhouse Area Advisor Committee recommended the PAC to move forward to the amendment on March 9th. And then just before the Planning Advisory Committee, staff received the 3 public comments, all in favor of the expansion of the bakery. And those comments were considered in the decision-making of the Planning Advisory Committee, and the PAC also recommended Municipal Council to move forward with the amendment on April 23rd. Municipal Council gave notice of its intention to approve the First Amendment to the development agreement with the bakery on April 28th, and also gave notice of intention to hold a public hearing on Tuesday, May 26th, which is right now. So the public had 21 days to submit any comments or concern about this proposed development. And within those 21 days, we received 1 written submission along with 6 photos and a follow-up correspondence. And in responses to that, there were also correspondence from related departments about the written submission made by the public on May 8th, which includes the applicant as well as the Department of Transportation and Infrastructure Renewal. So with that, I would to turn over to you, Your Worship, and then and I'll wait for the public written comment reading. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. At this time, I would ask Byung-Jun Kang, our municipal planner, if there were any written submissions received by the municipality from the public on these amendments.
Yes, thank you. So staff received 1 written submission, along with photos and the follow-up, in which I would like to read it to you right now on the slide. Okay, so this is the submission received from Mr. Kevin Cruz, living on 499 Highway 325, so just across the proposed site in the community blockhouse via email on May 8th, 2020. Good day. I reside across the road from Boulangerie La Vendée at 499 Highway 325 and have 1 concern with the business expansion as proposed. The expansion is obviously intended to attract more business, which also means more traffic in and out of the property. My driveway is nearly opposite theirs. Both driveways are located on the turn where at least 4 accidents have taken place in the past year. When I depart my driveway, I have to pretty much guess that no traffic is coming from a home bay and shoot out to the highway. I also have to watch for traffic coming out of Blancherie La Vendée. I've approached the province to place the blind driveway signage up, but this has not happened. Additional business traffic without either the municipality or province making the highway safer will eventually result in an accident or fatality. Was the original submission received by staff? And then a week later, we got the following email. So as a follow-up to my previous email below, please see photos below taken on Saturday, May 16th in the morning. Remember, this is on the turn where accident happened. So I'd like to show 6 photos right now. So this was taken on Saturday morning, May 16th. So that was last Saturday. And this is what appears to be a delivery truck going into the property by backing up from the highway. So you see the truck there and then I'll shoot a certain force photo. So it's turning from Highway 325 and backing up to the property. And you see a few cars stopped right on the highway. And the fifth and last photo, and the truck makes a turn, backs into the property, and slightly touches the neighbor's driveway. So that were the six photos. So the follow-up email sent a few days after this was the following. So good morning. I have no objection to the photos that he submitted from being displayed in public. Please note that I'm not opposed to the bakery expansion. My only concern is on the public safety. Best regards. And this was received May 21st. Thank you. And if your worship allows, I could also read responses to the comments, but I will wait for your decision. Thank you.
The responses that are coming in live? Is that what you're...
Of the responses received prior to this public hearing from the Department of Transport and Infrastructure Renewal staff, as well as the applicant.
Yes, the please. Comment. Yes, please. Any written or verbal comments, please.
Okay. Thank you. So in response to the public comment received up to May 21st, staff has communicated with the provincial department, notably the Transportation and Infrastructure Renewal, and that was the following. So the section of Route 325 of concern is posted 50 kilometers per hour, which is the lowest speed limited posted by a TRI, excluding school zone, of course. So if the concerns are regarding speeding traffic coming in from the Tanahome Bay, then the RCMP would be the enforcing body. Having said that, I, as in the provincial staff, is not aware of the past request for additional signage, including the signage for hidden driveway in the area. However, we will check for qualification. So we measure existing stopping site distance, and this measurement combined with posted speed limit and road grade determine if the sign is warranted. We will also check to see if there are other improvements can be made to improve the site distance at this location. I will forward our assessment when complete, and that was received on May 11th. As far as I know, the TII is still conducting the assessment in the area. However, it is ensuring that the provincial department is aware of the traffic situation in Blockhouse and is currently assessing the situation. So that was the provincial staff. Staff also talked with the applicant about the possible traffic hazard and the delivery trust. And it was done verbally, so please note that this is a little bit paraphrased, but this was the conversation. So we recognize that the delivery trucks shouldn't have to touch other neighboring property to access their property, as there is an ample amount of space to navigate around within their property. So it may have been the new driver who may not be familiar with the proposed site and their ways to navigate around. So we will remind all the truck operators of the rules to access their property as stated in our site plan, which you see on the right side of the slide, indicated by three lines with arrows. And that was received on May 21st, 2020. And that's it. Thank you.
Okay. I would ask Mr. Quang, again, if there are any members of the public to now come forward to address council on these amendments.
Okay, thank you. So if any of the public member who's listening or viewing this live on Facebook page, please indicate that you wish to speak or write about your concern regarding this development. We will wait 1 minute for any of the public comment received. So simply indicate saying that you wish to speak. by typing your comments on Facebook Live chat. And we'll wait 1 minute. Okay, Your Worship, 1 minute has passed.
Thank you. Again, I would ask if there are any members of the public who wish to come forward to address council on these amendments. And because of the time delay, we are allowing 1 minute.
Okay, Your Worship, 1 minute is up.
Okay. As a third and final time, I would ask if any members of the public wish to speak on these amendments to now come forward to address council before I move on to the next item on the agenda. And again, 1 minute will be allocated.
And Your Worship, 1 minute is up.
Okay. So the final phase is the review of the approval process. Council can make their decision following the close of this public hearing during the next council meeting, which is scheduled to take place at 9 a.m. this morning, where this particular item has already been included on the agenda. If council deems it advisable to adopt the proposed amendments, council will conduct second reading. If council approves the documents, a notice is published in a local newspaper notifying the public that the amendments are approved and an appeal may be made in the next 14 days. If no appeals are made or appeals are resolved, then the municipality and the applicant will sign the amending development agreement. The signing date of the amending development agreement is the date that these amendments become effective. So again, that is on our agenda for 9 o'clock this morning. So are there any questions, anything? If not, yes, Byung Jun.
Yes, thank you. I just saw a comment on Facebook Live and I'll just read it out to you. So
okay.
It's the following. I support this amendment! Exclamation point.
Okay, thank you. So I now declare this public hearing closed.